Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too.
Welcome back to Coach Me. Today, we're tackling a question that so many of our listeners, and honestly, both of us have been sitting with. Is it time to quit, shift, or stay? If you've ever found yourself wondering, is it just a bad week, or am I done here? This one's for you. We'll talk about the signs to pay attention to, the questions to ask yourself, and how to navigate the space between, I don't know, and I know what's next. Because this isn't about being impulsive, right? It's about being conscious with your career. And if someone shared this with you, take it as a sign. They see how hard you're trying and they want you to have the clarity you deserve.
Oh boy, Tanu, honestly, this topic is not hypothetical for us, is it? I've been deep in this question myself lately. So, dear listeners, you are not alone if you're in the messy middle right here with us. So let's unpack it together. So this is maybe just a phase, but at my day job, things have felt pretty off lately. And instead of spiraling, I've been focusing on something I can control. So I've been putting more energy into things that give me motivation and give back energy, which is what I lack at my day job at the moment. This podcast and my business, Feed Slay Love, have been real, true passion projects for me throughout this time. And I'm sure everyone has something they're passionate about in their lives, whether it's an instrument, sports, or some sort of a creative outlet. And having that kind of passion or creative outlet myself, something of my own, that reminds me that I'm not stuck, you know? I'm building something that reflects who I am and what I believe in. And that's been a real anchor amidst all the chaos. And honestly, it's the whole vibe at work right now. There's a lot of change and generally I perceive that as a positive. But this time around, it doesn't feel positive. It feels isolating and it's also left me feel invisible at times. You know, quite a few of my close work friends and mentors have left the business. So some days I catch myself thinking maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to leave. But then reality really hits me. I'm a single mom. I need security. And I've built my whole life around this job. So it's this constant inner tug of war kind of situation between what feels safe and what feels right. And that's where I am, still in it, still figuring it out. I'm glad to figure it out with you.
I really want to give you a hug right now, Kathy. That sounds super hard. And that tug of war between safety and what actually feels right is so damn real. Like, seriously. But I do love that, you know, you're channeling your energy into something that's yours, your business, your passion. And that truly reflects you, right? You're still creating, you're still choosing, and that is the powerful thing. So for me, this question takes me right back to my last job. I kept telling myself it was just a rough patch, that I needed to adjust my expectations, be more patient, and maybe try a different approach. But deep down, I was shrinking. I was bending over backwards to make things work, to prove that I could handle it, to not let anyone down, while quietly, I was really losing my spark. And I remember this moment when I realized, I've changed so much. This is not me. Like, who am I? You know? And this place doesn't seem to change at all. It's just me who keeps changing to fit in. So it wasn't that I couldn't cut it. It was just that I no longer fit. And the cost of forcing it was too high. So when I say we sometimes keep adjusting ourselves instead of asking whether the environment still deserves us, I have truly lived that in flesh and bones. And let me tell you, it's very, very hard. And it's also where the clarity starts. So that's the key to remember.
Gosh, Tanu, it feels good to even just talk about it, doesn't it? I feel like we often carry these thoughts internally and we don't dare to say it because it's about our jobs. It's like existential. So we don't actually dare to even say we are thinking about quitting. And I remember when I wanted to quit my first real job, and it was like this big German tech company, and my dad like nearly threw the kitchen sink at me because he was like, are you crazy? You cannot quit that job. That's so much security until your retirement. You are sorted. And I was like 25, and I was like, I don't want to be sorted to retirement. I want to live life. So, you know, sometimes we don't feel like we are allowed to say that something doesn't sit right or feel right anymore, or that we've outgrown something because we might come across too like privileged or picky or naggy about a good thing that's perceived as a good thing externally that is actually happening to us and doesn't feel right.
Yeah, right? And the fear of if you quit, like what's next? That's also very, very real.
A good thing can start to feel bad as well, right? So I just wonder, has that come up in coaching for you at all? Because I feel like this is something I would trust a coach with more than like speaking to a circle of friends about. Because with a coach, we always talk about something solution orientated. Whereas with a friend, you might come across like you're nagging or like complaining about the great life you're having. So Tanu, has that actually come up with any of your coaches?
I actually had a coach me moment like this one in a recent client session, and it felt so relevant that we thought we need to bring this to the episode. So my client was like, I'm not sure if I should quit or look for internal opportunities or just, you know, stick it out. Work feels off, but I really don't know what's next. It's just that feeling where you're not exactly miserable, but you're also not lit up by what you're doing. You're just stuck in this meh middle. And you're craving clarity. Now, here's the interesting part. Neuroscience shows that ambiguity triggers the amygdala. That's the brain's fear center. So when you're in limbo, your nervous system treats it like a threat. It wants to escape the discomfort now, either by rushing into a decision or clinging to what's familiar, even if it's draining the life out of you. That's why I didn't jump straight into logic or pros and cons with her. I met her where she was, right in the middle of the fog. And I asked her a few simple things. Like, what are you pretending is fine that actually isn't? Where do you feel like you're performing just to be seen as committed or grateful? If you weren't trying to make it work, what would you be doing differently right now? Those questions, Kathy, took us into this real stuff, which was not just about the job, but it was about her self-worth, the fear of letting people down, and even the identity she had built around being the one who always figures it out. This helped her hear herself again and think of things that she hadn't thought of in a very conscious way. How about you, Kathy? How would you approach this conundrum?
Okay, first of all, I would like to request a future episode just about the amygdala. I think it's a word I'm hearing out of your mouth more than I've ever heard it in my life. So
I love the parts of the brain.
Yeah, I bet you do. I mean, you wrote a children's book about the two brain sites. So you must love the brain.
Well, great memory there.
Yeah, I'm trying. But hey, going back to your question, I love the question your coach asked. And I think it's really relevant for a lot of our listeners. And I also can really identify with that. If you are the one who's known to be the one who figures everything out, the one who's the problem solver, the go-getter, the career driver, then those moments can really shake you up. I've actually seen people around me, myself included, get a sense of like an imposter syndrome at work. Everyone around you is changing and structures are shifting and things get awkward and energy gets drained and you're just suddenly not supported anymore. But because you're such a high achiever or because you're a person who is always solving things, you make it your problem and suddenly you think you're not good enough or you're doing something wrong or you need to be fixed. Because if you can't come up with the solution, then this can really start to get to you. That's the kind of confidence conundrum I guess I am in, that I feel like I'm a race car just stuck in the wrong gear. And I've started to coach myself through it, be very conscious about it, be very open-minded about it. And we've talked about this a lot as well over the last few months. Out of all these conversations and insights and everything I've gathered, I've developed this triangle of your personal energy, your vision, and your fear, because I think those are the three key elements to look at in situations like this. And they can really indicate what's going on within you. I hope this also resonates a lot with our listeners. Your energy indicates how comfortable you feel in a space or around certain people. Your vision does touch on your future direction or where you want to take your career. And your fears show you your limitations or your limiting beliefs. And in my case, the reorg at work is structural. And that low energy I feel at work is very likely only temporary because the restructure will be done at some point. So this is maybe just a phase. And I guess that means that for my career, that isn't a dead end at this job. It really depends on how that reorg pans out, of course, especially for my role and where I land. But this also gives me an opportunity to figure out what I want and voice that. There always lies opportunity in change, right? And we need to take that opportunity. And I guess finally, my fear is about the financial stability I need to provide as a single breadwinner. If I didn't fear anything, I mean, sure, I might quit and see where this business, this podcast and everything can go and how far it can take us and whether it can make up for the financial impact. However, I might feel intense amounts of pressure on me if I'd let go of the reliable day job and jump into the unknown, especially as a single breadwinner. I do know, however, I'm not trapped in my job. And, you know, since a lot of my good friends have left, there might be future opportunities opening up. You never know. I think what I want to bring across to you, dear listeners, is there is always two sides to everything. And if you want to go through your very own energy, vision, fear triangle, there are a few questions I prepared for you that you can ask yourself. So take a pen and paper if you want to write them down and go through them in your own time. First, on energy. What's energizing and what's draining me right now? And is it temporary or structural? Is it just a tough season or is the system itself no longer right for you? Second question on vision. If nothing changed in the next 6 months, how would you feel? What would make you proud in 6 months from now? Listen to your gut. And thirdly, on fear. What would you do if you weren't afraid? That question alone can really unlock some powerful insights, even if the action is not immediate. But remember, you don't need all the answers today, but you need to create space to ask those questions. And I guess what I want you to take away from this is that you need to take action. Maybe if you've gone through those questions, highlight one thing you can act on this week. Maybe it's a coffee with a mentor, or maybe you can set a certain boundary or have a micro shift in how you show up and your mindset around changes that happen at work. That's just something I want to invite you to do. Go for the action. See where it takes you.
Oh, I love the energy vision fear triangle. I can almost visualize it as an Instagram post. You got to do a post for that one. Love it.
Yeah, right? Like a triangle, like a musical instrument. You bang it on all the sides.
And what's coming up for me when I hear you say that is that getting that kind of clarity is not some light bulb moment that'll happen all of a sudden. It does come slowly through these small, honest check-ins with yourself. And unfortunately, most of us deprioritize taking the time to reflect on what's going on. All right. That brings us to our next segment of leaving you with a quote that stood out for us. Why don't you go first, Kathy?
All right, a quote. Oh gosh, there is this quote that's really stayed with me, especially since so many of my colleagues have left the business and I feel so unsure about what's happening. And it's again from my favorite movie, Eat, Pray, Love. So much wisdom in that movie. And it goes like this. The only thing more unthinkable than leaving was staying. And the only thing more impossible than staying was leaving. I think this quote really captures that in-between space so many of us find ourselves in. Leaving a job feels really scary, but staying somewhere that drains your confidence and kills your joy can also quietly eat away at you. Balance is not about being perfect in every role. Sometimes it's about recognizing when a chapter just has run its course and then gathering the courage to even just imagine something new.
Wow, that really does hit a nerve. It's been so long since I watched that movie. You brought some memories back. What stands out to me is the big role that fear plays into our indecision. Not just fear of failure, but the fear of identity loss as well. So there's a concept in psychology called the loss aversion, where we're wired to avoid loss more than we're motivated by gain. I don't know if you've heard of Daniel Kahneman. He's the author of Thinking Fast and Slow, one of my favorite psychology books. He says, loss aversion is a powerful conservative force that favors minimal changes from the status quo. What that means is our brains literally perceive change as a loss, even when it could lead to something better. How crazy is that? So that stuck in the middle feeling is not a personal failure. It's your biology protecting you. And once you realize that, you can treat the discomfort that comes with career uncertainty, not as a dead end, like you said, Kathy, but as a signal that you need to realign.
Oh, Tanu, I totally agree with that. It's really not just fear of failure, but the fear of identity loss as well, 100%. And there is that saying that keeps coming up in our coaching world. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but there is so much truth to it. It's sometimes people prefer a familiar hell to an unfamiliar peace. And that goes to that topic of loss aversion, as you described it. Because we really, as humans, we prefer to stay in our comfort zone or somewhere, even if it's not a comfortable comfort zone, but we know how to navigate it and we know how to cope, that feels safer to us than trying something new where we get insecure. Leaving the comfort of what we know means we will get eaten by that saber-toothed tiger that is within us, that type of fear. So we avoid the loss, or we go into that loss aversion rather than being motivated by a gain because of pure fear. Absolutely.
Bang on. Going back to our prehistoric times. All right. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow. Your future self will thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this, and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me. That's it.